Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode. I am DJ HJam. Do I want to call myself a DJ? I don't really know. Today's podcast is going to be short. I just kind of want to tell a story about something that really bugged me earlier this week. And I kind of mulled over it and just sat on it, but it still is bothering me. An episode that I wrote a poem about it. And it kind of comes off as a rap, which I mean is fine. A lot of my poems kind of have double and triple entendres or even are just simple raps, and this is kind of one of them. But to get basis before I even talk about it, it's basically there's a lot of Christians that come on campus and go around to student and kind of co-lecture them, and I welcome them. I am Christian, and I always welcome conversation. But one thing that always seems to bug me is there's a lot of Christians who come on campus and mean no judgment, but all they want to do is be judgmental. And it's annoying to me because I know they mean well, but isn't it implicitly judgmental when you make a judgment of my character based on the things that you're hearing and tell me to live my life in another direction? It annoys me. It's a contradiction. It's a paradox that I feel like they overlook a lot. And the guy that particularly bugged me this time, he made some valid points, and he's making some points that I agree with him on. I already agreed with him on. But he refused to kind of acknowledge the idea that a lot of religion and a lot of faith is really interpersonal. It's based on your own interactions with whatever respective God you believe in. For me, I believe in one God. And I want to found my relationship with that God, with him. But I need to do it on my own terms, and I need to do it when I feel ready to come out and make these relationships and read the Bible and do all these things. And quite frankly, I don't feel like I have time where I'm in a spot to adequate time to that, to make time for that. And I don't particularly care if you happen to be religious, if you're agnostic, if you are religious, if you are not even Christian, I don't judge. Like, that's something that doesn't bother me as much. What bothers me is trying to change one's opinions on something that we don't know is factual, trying to preach it as factual, and trying to force other people into our religion in sometimes really pervasive ways. And it's kind of that bugs me. If people want to join our religion, they're going to do it when they feel welcomed. And a lot of people try and be welcoming, but the way they do it is just more put up, like, standoffish than anything else. And the reason why this guy bugged me was for a couple reasons. One, he asked me, like, what I'm majoring, and I told him environmental science and Chinese. And so he makes the offhand joke. He's like, oh, you're probably going to marry a Chinese chick, huh, huh, huh. I'm like, oh, that's what my friends joke about, ha, ha, but you're not my friend. Like, don't joke like that. You just seem condescending, and it's really annoying. Like, there's already a stereotype here already with everything about, like, white men having quote-unquote yellow fever, and it annoys me because I don't want to fall into a stereotype. I'm all about breaking stereotypes. Don't put me in a freaking box and label me as that. It annoys me because I don't know. You don't know me either. We've had a 5-second conversation. You're judging me already. And I know I'm coming off as very heated, but this guy really bugged me, and I haven't had a chance to really rant about it at all. And I guess that's what this podcast is. And normally it's not going to be like this in the podcast, but today it is, or tonight it is. And so, the thing that really annoys me about it all is the fact that, one, he did that, and then two, he pretty much, like, implied that one thing about building a relationship with God is not only just reading the Bible, but also trying to get people to convert to religion. And he's like, well, if you're going to be going over to China, Christianity is almost non-existent over there, to which he must have not been reading any sort of news. China may be cracked down on religion, but you go to, like, the central of the country, there's freaking mosques. There's other Christian temples out there, and there's sponsored Christian temples, like, around the country. Don't criticize me on something you don't know anything about, or you know very little about. If Christianity is on the rise over there, why wouldn't you be aware of that if you're going to criticize me for that? Don't critique me on something you don't know about. I'm not going to critique a humanities major on something about philosophy if I'm in a STEM major focusing on environmental problems. It's just a losing battle. It doesn't make any sense. It would be stupid for me to do so. It's stupid for him to try and do that to me, and it's annoying. But nonetheless, he does that. And it annoys me because he's like, well, if you go over to China that often and you don't, like, convert people or you don't try and preach God's word to people, he's probably going to judge you off your character off of that when you get up there, and you'll probably end up going to hell. He didn't directly say that, but he implied it. He implied it through my conversations over there, conversation with him, and he implied it with the way the conversation went, with my ambition to go to China and go through and study water ecology or air pollutants in various spots. And then by twisting it into a religious aspect, which he didn't even ask me if I was very religious or not. And that's what bugged me more. And there was another person with him, but she was not really part of the problem because she seemed more annoyed to be there, to be honest. But, yeah. And he's there every Tuesday, Thursday. I guess he grew up, he's an immigrant from another country who's been here for many, many years and turned to Christianity. He used to be Buddhist and now is Christian. And now is trying to share God's word. And maybe that's because he feels more, I don't know, self-conscious about it all. I feel like he's subverting his own ideology, his own interpretation of the Bible onto me, and making a relationship with God intrapersonal instead of interpersonal, when a lot of Christianity is building your own relationship with him. And he skirts around that, and that's what annoys me. And he makes the point of, like, there's people who live their whole lives thinking they live well, and I feel like I'm living well, but they never culminate a relationship with God. And that's why they end up going to hell. And that was his point, but the way he went around it was really degrading and more, not really self-reflective. Even though it did make me reflect at times, it also made me really annoyed. And so, that's where I'm going into with this poem. That's where I'm going into with this rant. And I appreciate the time to listen to me. I know I'm ranting, and I know I'm probably angry about a really trivial thing. I've also had a really long day today. But nonetheless, that's something that's been on my mind ever since it happened. And it's driving me crazy, to be honest. And so, without further ado, I present to you Off My Mental. Off My Mental. I just want to get something off my mental. Tired of everything seeming judgmental. All I ever do is mind my business. Yeah, all these Christians want to join my friend list. I find myself crazy through all of this action, contemplating this. Did this even happen? Now I'm sitting down pondering past actions, and here comes this man judging my character, preaching to me, trying to be an orator. He plays it off, joking through this and dodging that, basing his word off a book claimed as fact. Well, how do we know what comes up true when all we read is based off another man's view? See, the problem with this is that it's all translation, peering through words like it's not an abomination. And I am Christian, let me get it straight. But something should be said when we glance through fate. Original text lost in history, trying to tell history but rely on wise men fables. And there may be some proof out there, but don't judge my character and say no judgment is meant when you clearly make assumptions about who I am and how I live and whose word when we go through this. You may be right. I may be wrong, but I may be right. You might be wrong. A relationship with the one up above is always interpersonal. Stop lecturing me, trying to make it intrapersonal. See, I believe you mean well, but you come off as crude, basing his word off your own monsoon. Thank you for trying. Thanks for being neat. But I'll do this on my own time. Stop trying to know me. That was Off My Mental by Hunter Jameson. Myself. Thank you again for listening. I know this podcast is relatively short compared to my other ones. There's no music, there's no fluff. It's all a rant with a poem at the end of it. And I appreciate you listening, whoever this may be. I'm a Christian, but I'm never going to try and push my faith onto you. And that's just, it's just something that bugs me that people sometimes do to other people, and I don't believe it's right. So, but have a good nice night, have a nice day, whenever, wherever you may be listening to this too. I appreciate you. Let your voice be heard, let your voice be known. We all have our own opinions, and sometimes a voice is better when spoken than when left in our mental. So, thank you again, and have a nice day, or night, wherever you may be. Take care. Hunter Jameson out.